Good morning and welcome to our service this morning at St Matthew's. Are we also live streaming? In that case, welcome to anyone watching from home and all watching during the week. Lovely to have you with us. Shall we stand to begin our service on page one in the service book? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. We say together the prayer at the top of page two. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open,
all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. So let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. Shall we sit or kneel to pray? Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Shall we stand for the Gloria? Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And the collect for this 18th Sunday after Trinity. Let us pray. O God, our Judge and Saviour, teach us to be open to your truth and to trust in your love, that we may live each day with confidence in the salvation which is given through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Shall we sit for the readings?
The reading is taken from Genesis 46, verses 1 to 7 and 26 to 30. So Israel set out with all that was his. And when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." "Here I am," he replied. "I am God, the God of your father," he said. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again, and Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. Then Jacob left Beersheba, and Israel's sons took their father Jacob and their children and their wives in the carts that Pharaoh had sent to transport him. So Jacob and all his offspring went to Egypt, taking with them their livestock and the possessions they had acquired in Canaan. Jacob brought with him to Egypt his sons and grandsons, and his daughters and granddaughters, all his offspring. All those who went to Egypt with Jacob, those who were his direct descendants, not counting his sons' wives, numbered 66 persons. With the two sons who had been born to Joseph in Egypt, the members of Jacob's family, which went to Egypt, were 70 in all. Now Jacob sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to get directions to Goshen. When they arrived in the region of Goshen, Joseph had his chariot made ready and went to Goshen to meet his father Israel. As soon as Joseph appeared before him, he threw his arms around his father and wept for a long time. Israel said to Joseph, "Now I am ready to die, since I have seen for myself that you are still alive." This is the word of the Lord.
Shall we stand for the gospel reading?
The gospel reading is taken from St. Matthew, Chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give gifts to those who ask him? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Please do sit down. Every time we come to church presents us with a great opportunity to learn things from the Bible, and possibly even things we might have known but could have forgotten, and what we have heard in the readings covering a particular part of the story of Jacob and Joseph is a good example of this. So what are they? Let's have a look, shall we? Sometimes as Christians, it's very easy to forget the really important things of life. And making time to pray and giving thanks to God are certainly two of these. And I wonder how many of us here today have failed to do this on some occasions. Perhaps other things might have got in the way. I know to my shame that I certainly have. And making time to do this consistently is something that I do struggle with, and probably always will. But while I may have occasionally fallen short of my devotion to the Lord, that certainly didn't apply to Jacob, who, as we heard in the first part of our reading, was on his way to visit his son Joseph in Egypt. Before we look at this, it might be useful if we reminded ourselves of the timeline of Jacob's family, as this is quite important if we are to understand how Israel developed as a nation, and indeed what we see today. Joseph was the son of Isaac, who was the son of Abraham, the person who is generally regarded as the father of the Jewish people, and whose story is so vividly described in the book of Genesis. The account of how God tested Abraham's faith and devotion by telling him to sacrifice Isaac is certainly a dramatic one and a true indication of just how strong a person's faith really is if they are prepared to do something like this, killing their own child. Let's pause and think about this for a few moments. A father willing to put his own son to death if told to do so. But putting God to the test isn't something that we should ever do. For as we read in chapter 6 of the book of Deuteronomy, do not test the Lord your God. And Jesus says a similar thing while being tempted by the devil, which we read about in chapter 4 of Luke's gospel. But back to our readings from Genesis chapter 46. Jacob was no doubt anxious to see his long-lost son as soon as possible. And when he did, the meeting we read about in verses 28 to 30 is a both moving and touching one. But it's clear he didn't allow the urgency of the journey to lose sight of the one who had kept him alive and watched over Joseph. And that person was, of course, God. No one else. The story of Joseph's time in Egypt, the adventures that he had, and the conflict between him and his brothers is a long and complex one, and we don't have time to look at it today, although I will be mentioning why the latter has a lesson for us quite soon. When Jacob reached Beersheba, he offered God sacrifices and was duly rewarded with a vision from the Lord, which, among other things, reminded Jacob that he was in control of all circumstances, as indeed he still is today. Although at times you could be forgiven for thinking that he might have deserted us on some occasions, particularly now as we struggle to cope with the ongoing coronavirus situation and the devastating effects that it is having on so many people's lives. However hard that it might be for some of us to accept, the loving God that we worship can, at times like this, seem to be far away. The events surrounding Jacob and Joseph's time together in Egypt have even been made into a successful West End musical, which some of you might have seen, Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. In case you haven't, and I must admit I haven't thoroughly enjoyed it, this tells us how Jacob favours Joseph over his other sons and gives him a multicoloured coat that makes Joseph's brothers very jealous and brings him into conflict with them. So what can we learn from what we have heard today regarding Jacob's gratitude to God and his meeting with Joseph? The latter, which could make some of us feel rather uncomfortable, especially if we are parents and have children. Let's start with the former, shall we? Imagine how Jacob must have been feeling on his journey to Egypt. He hadn't seen Joseph for a long time and must have been desperate to see him. The temptation to forget everything and just focus on this long-awaited meeting must have been really strong. But he didn't forget and gave thanks to God. And that is something that we can learn from. Like Jacob did, getting our priorities right, or in our case, at least attempting to anyway. Perhaps for people like us, you could say that it's a bit like travelling to Australia, say, to see one of your sons and daughters who had emigrated there and who we haven't seen for years. Not to mention, if we are truly fortunate, perhaps even some grandchildren as well. This is likely to have dominated our thoughts at the expense of possibly everything else. We can't wait to see them and want nothing to stand in our way of doing this. And the next thing, well, while the close relationship between Joseph and Jacob is admirable, it shouldn't be at the expense of good relationships with other members of the family. While it is perfectly okay, and indeed quite natural, to have favourite things like, for instance, food and drink, colours, etc., having favourite members of the family, particularly if it involves our children, has the potential to lead to resentment and in some cases create divisions which can be hard to repair and simmer for years, even, dare I say, to the grave. And I would suggest to you that it's something that we should most certainly aim to avoid. If you think there could be issues like this in your family, then I would suggest that you deal with them now, and the sooner the better, before it's too late. Do try and reach out to those concerned. Get it sorted. Deal with it. We are all equal in the eyes of God. If he has no favourites, then why should we? And these two things, together with not putting God to the test, are the three things that I would like you to take away from here today. To briefly recap and emphasise again, don't forget to pray and give thanks to God. Avoid having any long-term damaging family favourites. And certainly on no account, whatever you do, don't put the Lord to the test. Amen.
Shall we stand to affirm our faith in the words of the Creed on page 7? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of the sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness.
The response when I say, Lord, in your mercy, is, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word in Scripture and for the lessons we can take from it for our own lives. We thank you for the reminder this morning to give thanks to you and to pray. We thank you that stories like that of Jacob and Joseph enable us to see your hand on their lives and in turn to see your hand on our life. We see the reminder in Jacob's life that despite everything going on for him, he remembers to give thanks to you. Help us to do the same and to put you at the center of our lives in all that we say and in all that we do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of reconciliation and reunion, we acknowledge that we live in a divided world, a world where differences are seen as excuses for discrimination and inequality. We acknowledge that some of us have inherited power, whilst others of us have inherited powerlessness. The Gospel of Jesus Christ tells us that every person is our neighbour. Help us to remember your calling to us to be agents of forgiveness and reconciliation, love and peace, healing and hope in a world made dark by fear and hatred and brokenness. We pray for our community. Where there is division, may we bring restoration. Where there is inequality, may we bring justice. Where there is powerlessness, may we lift up the brokenhearted. Where there is damage, may we bring healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Father, we pray for our nation, its politicians and its people. We ask that you stand alongside those who are guiding our nation at this time and shaping national and local policies, that they may make wise decisions. We particularly pray for the coming week as we expect there to be further restrictions placed on what many in the country are able to do. We acknowledge the anxiety of these uncertain times, the pain of separation, the lack of normality, and the lack of control we have in this situation. In these changeable times, when it feels as though the sand is always shifting, may we feel your constant and everlasting love as our foundation. We pray for all who are affected by coronavirus through illness or isolation or anxiety, that they may find relief and recovery. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, in this week when we have heard about the very real failures of the church in protecting the victims and survivors of abuse, we ask, Lord, that you renew your church in the love of truth and in its passion for justice. Take from us all hypocrisy and deceit, and teach us to serve with humility and honesty those whose lives are broken. And a prayer particularly for the church at this time. May the doors of this church be wide enough to receive all who come seeking God and fellowship. May the doors of this church be narrow enough to shut out pettiness and pride, envy and enmity. May the threshold of this church be no stumbling block to look to young or frail feet. May the threshold of this church be too high to admit complacency and self-seeking. May this church be, for all who enter, a safe place and the doorway to a richer life in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we thank you for this beautiful world you have given us to cherish and protect. We acknowledge that we stand alongside all that you have made, trees and rivers, mountains and valleys, soaring birds and scuttling creatures, all are held within your care. Help us to find ways to renew what we have broken, damaged and destroyed, where we have taken too much water, polluted the air, poured plastic into the sea, cut down the forests and soured fertile soils. Help all those who work to find solutions to damage and decay. Give hope to those who are today working for a greener future. May we grow in our love and appreciation for the fabulous variety around us. And may our awe and wonder draw us closer to the natural world and through it to you, the God of all things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of comfort, we particularly pray today for those who can't stop on this day of rest, for those who are in pain, for those who are grieving or lonely, for those who are stressed or worn out with work or caring for others. We acknowledge that there is no respite in this world for many of your children, and we bring to mind those whom we know personally, for whom life is just too difficult at this time. As we do, we know that these people are already on your heart, that you know their worries and their pain. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And so in the quiet, we bring to mind one person, it may be ourselves, who needs your peace at this time. We say together, merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Jen. May I just give the notices? I think you probably haven't seen the sheets yet there when you on the table when you leave the church. A couple of things to bring to your attention. Sunday the 1st of November we have our usual remembrance service to which we invite those who've lost loved ones during the previous year particularly, and we remember any who've died. So if you would like to attend the service, please do, either in person or online. That's Sunday the 1st of November at 5 o'clock. If there are any you'd like to have remembered, please have a word with Julie in the office. Please put, yes, Saturday the 14th of November in your diary, an away morning, a Zoom-based away morning. So that's Saturday the 14th of November, 9:30 to 11:30. So just 2 hours of that Saturday. Please put a line through that in your diary. Details to follow. And don't forget that in 2 weeks' time, on the 25th of October, we have our church annual meeting, the APCM. And that'll be in the 10:30 service on Zoom. The service at 10:30. The annual meeting will be at 11:15 after the service. Would you please stand for the peace? We are the body of Christ. In one spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. And the peace of the Lord be always with you. So in our socially distanced way, let us offer one another a sign of peace. Peace. So please do sit while I prepare the altar. Today we'll use Eucharistic Prayer B, which begins on page 22. Shall we stand for the Eucharistic Prayer? The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son, born of the Blessed Virgin. He lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup. And we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we in the company of St. Matthew and all the saints may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Shall we sit or kneel as we pray, as our Saviour commanded and taught us? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Shall we say together the prayer at the bottom of page 15? Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we with the whole company of Christ may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. Today, as you know, I'll receive the wine on your behalf and on behalf of those joining in from home. I'll say the prayer of spiritual communion for those who are not able to receive. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. Let us pray. We praise and thank you, O Christ, for this sacred feast. For here we receive you, here the memory of your passion is renewed, here our minds are filled with grace, and here a pledge is given of future glory, when we shall feast at that table where you reign with all your saints forever. Amen. We say together the prayer of thanks on page 16. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Sustainer, Redeemer, and Sustaining Spirit, be with you now and always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.